This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi from Guwahati in Assam today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers. He added that more than 4 lakh 9,000 crore rupees have already been transferred to farmers under the scheme so far.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer an amount of 18,640 crore rupees from Guwahati directly into the bank accounts of about 9 crore 32 lakh farmers through DBT. I would also like to inform that this scheme was launched in February 2019 and since then more than 4 lakh 9,000 crore rupees have already been transferred to farmers' accounts through DBT. With the release of the 22nd installment, this amount will increase to more than 4 lakh 27,000 crore rupees.
Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Assam beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 47,800 crore rupees in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a conversation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian to discuss the serious situation in the West Asian region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and the loss of civilian lives as well as damage to civilian infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi said the safety and security of Indian nationals, along with the need for unhindered transit of goods and energy, remain India's top priorities. He reiterated India's commitment to peace and stability and urged for dialogue and diplomacy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India remains a well-recognized and trusted nation globally, even amid disruptions in West Asia. Addressing the next conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said the country remains steady and resilient despite the challenging situation in the region. He said the government is closely monitoring the situation to tackle disruptions in supply chains caused by the conflict in West Asia. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing challenges related to the energy sector and said efforts are being made to encourage oil production, expand energy access and strengthen self-reliance in the sector. Lok Sabha will take up further discussion and voting on the supplementary demands for grants second batch for 2025-2026. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will reply to the discussion in the House today. In Rajya Sabha, further discussion will be taken up on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Yesterday, in Lok Sabha, Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri made a statement about the steps taken by the government in response to the disruption to the global energy supply arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israeli attacks have killed top Iranian nuclear scientists. Speaking at a news conference last night, Netanyahu denounced Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, as a puppet of the Revolutionary Guards who cannot appear in public. He also addressed the Iranian people, saying that the moment for a new path towards freedom is approaching and that Israel stands with them. However, he added, at the end of the day, it depends on the people and it is in their hands. Meanwhile, Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, vowed to keep up attacks on Gulf Arab countries and use the effective closure of the strategic Strait of Hormuz as leverage against the United States and Israel. It was his first public statement since being chosen to succeed his father, who was killed in an Israeli strike. U.S. Central Command has confirmed that an American military refueling plane went down in Iraq and rescue efforts are underway. The KC-135 aircraft was part of the operation against Iran, but the crash was not due to hostile fire or friendly fire, the military said in a statement. India confirmed their berth in the upcoming FIH Hockey Women's World Cup 2026 after qualifying for the semi-finals of the ongoing qualifying tournament in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.